We learn Sif Aleph, Eretz HaTorah. And in order to help us understand the nature of what Rav Kook refers to as this Hashaka, this fusion of the two Eretz, of the two lights, of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, of Shemayim, of heaven and Eretz and earth, which the rest of the parak is about as well. So we need to explore a little bit more what Rav Kook brought at the end of the Siv, that reassurance that Chazal tell us that any novel, what appears to be novel concept or idea that any one of us can think of in Torah over time was already part of Torah's Maisha. Was already in that great voice of Kol, the Kol Gadol V'Yosaf, the voice of Hashem that stopped speaking those specific words at Har Sinai, but has never stopped being heard in the hearts and in the minds not only of the Chachamim, but of all who learned Torah throughout all of the centuries. And we learned the piece from the Shalah Kaddish regarding Chidush Torah, the need of the generation that reveals that Torah from the original voice of Hashem. And we learned from the Balatanya, the Geras HaKaddish, how the Torah of Hashem from Sinai that's covered by the klipa, and when a person is ma'ayin in Torah, when a person works hard to understand Torah, he's able to pull off the klipa, that covering, and to reveal the Teres Hashem according to the Neshama, according to that generation and that Neshama and so on. This is a very, very, very big Yesod in all of Yiddishkeit. And it's the Yesod of the entire Chibur, of this entire Sefer Eretz HaTorah. We need to understand this. This is all very deeply connected to Tu B'Shvat. I see I'm not going to have time to finish that discussion. We'll talk a little bit about it today, and then the whole month of Shvat is this Inyan. Especially Tu B'Shvat, Sunday night, it's Tu B'Shvat. But the whole month is, so we'll be able to continue, Mr. Shem, also next Erev Shabbos. But in order to understand this more, I want you to hear the entire Chazal that's found in the Medrash Shema Yisrael. I didn't fill just that with you. But if you want, everybody has the Medrash Rabbah and Shmais Rabbah Parasha Chav Ches. It's also found in the Tanchumi Yisrael. It's in a few places. Parts of it are in the Gemara, also in Sanhedrin. It's in different places. But the Lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak, the words of Rabbi Yitzchak are so important to understand where this is coming from and what does it mean when we're learning Torah. This is really what it's about. What we're doing when we're learning Torah. There's nothing else like this in the world. So it goes on the pasuk that's next week's parasha that we've been talking about in the Shalom. V'yedabu l'kim es kol hadvarim ha'ela, right? It says by Maimon HaSinai, V'yedabu l'kim es kol hadvarim ha'ela. The Baruch Shalom spoke all of these things. V'yedabu l'kim es kol hadvarim ha'ela. What does it mean, all of these things? So you might think that it means all the things that he said. Chazal understood it means much more than that. And it was revealed to Chazal from generation to generation that it means much more than that. When a person says something, he doesn't have to say, these are all the things that I'm saying. Just say them. Omer Reb Yitzchak. So Reb Yitzchak says in the Medrash Rabbah, Amr Reb Yitzchak, Ma Shehanevim Asidim L'Hisnabais, any future prophecy, any future nevuah that the prophets are going to say, the chol dor vador, in each and every generation, kiblu mehar Sinai, they received from Har Sinai. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say there were no words that were spoken that we see later on in Yeshaya, in Yirmiyah, in Yecheskel, in Amos, in Chavakuk, in Zechariah Malachi. We don't see anything from Shmuel, from David HaMelech, from Shaul HaMelech. But everything, they were makabel, all Masha Nevi'im Asim L'Snabas B'chol Dor V'Dor Kiblu Me'Har Sinai. The makabel they received from Har Sinai. Shekein Moshe Omer Lehem L'Yisrael, Kes Asher Yeshnoi Pa'imanu Ha'imait Hayom, Moshe Benu says, those who are standing here today by Har Sinai, V'Sasher Einenu Pa'imanu Hayom, that's later on in the farm. V'Sasher Einenu Pa'imanu Hayom, and those who are not standing with us here today, we don't see them standing here. So Yitzchak goes on and says, Elo haneshamas ha'asidus lehibaros. This is referring to the souls that haven't yet been created, that haven't yet come into the world. Elo haneshamas ha'asidus lehibaros, she'ein behem mamish, that they have no body yet, there's no physical reality. Sha'af al pi shelo hayu ba'is ha'shah, listen carefully to every word. Sha'af al pi shelo hayu ba'is ha'shah, that even though they could not have been there, they weren't actually there at Har Sinai, ba'is ha'shah at that time of Maimon Har Sinai. Kol echad ve'echad kibel es shelo, that means me and you also. Even though he's talking about Nevi'im, we'll see in a moment. Each and every one received, every Navi received es shelo, his own, his nevuah. V'chein hu aymer, and Rabbi Yitzchak goes on and says, I mentioned this morning when we were learning Mevayah Shara. From the last Navi we have, which is the Navi Malachi, v'chein hu aymer, Masa Dvar Hashem El Yisrael Biyad Malachi, says an interesting lashon. Masa Dvar Hashem means the burden of the word of Hashem in the hands of Malachi. In other words, the picture that we get from the pasuk, and Rabbi Yitzchak says is medayik, Bimei Malachi Lo Nema, Ela Biyad Malachi. Masa Dvar Hashem, that he was carrying the Dvar Hashem in his hands. Masa Dvar Hashem Biyad Malachi. The weight or the burden of the Dvar Hashem was in the hand of Malachi. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, doesn't say in the days of Malachi, Ela Biyad Malachi. Why? Shekvar Haisa HaNevuah Biyado Mehar Sinai. Because this neshama that would later on materialize as the Navi Malachi, this great and exalted neshama, was holding on to this shtickle Torah, was holding on to this piece of nevuah from before he ever came into the world. From where? From Har Sinai. Because at Har Sinai Hashem spoke to those who are here, Imanu Hayyim, Asher Yeshnei Pa Imanu Hayyim, Bes Asher Enenu Pa Imanu Hayyim. He spoke to everyone. Those who are here, Lamaisa, and those who are not here physically, but he spoke to everyone. So the Navi Malachi is holding on to this, Nevuah. And this is Davka revealed by the last Navi. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. Shekvaisa anuvu biyodam Har Sinai, vad oisa shah loy nitnu loy rishus lehisnabais. But until that specific time, Malachi, this neshama Malachi, was not yet given permission to say the nevuah. So it was a burden. His neshama is holding on to this. He's waiting in the queues. Is that what they call it? No. There's a word like that on the side, right? Right. It means a line? Oh, but it also means it doesn't. What's the word?
American
means
on deck.
Oh, on deck. That's not nice. I want to say for the ladies also. There's a when someone's on stage and he's waiting for his. I don't remember. All right, whatever. So the Navi Malachi's neshama is carrying this nevuah. Oh, and he's waiting for the Baruch Shalom to give him the signal now. And then the Baruch Shalom, that second, the Baruch Shalom says, go. And then Malachi comes into the world and he says over his zichut teres ma'ishav, he says over his nevuahs. Hine anochi shalach l'chemes eli anovi l'fnei boyem Hashem ha'goruch ha'nervis nevuah of Malachi. The Yad Malachi, the picture of the neshama of Malachi holding on, but he wasn't yet given permission. I can imagine the Navi Malachi, why is it called a burden? He wants to tell the Yidden it's going to be good, it's going to be good, there's going to be an Eliyahu Navi, Zayin good. And he's holding on to this nevuah until the Baruch Shalom tells him, go! And then he goes. See the Lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak. He wasn't given permission yet. And he gives also from he brings also from Yeshaya Hanavi, from earlier. He gives an example. Me'es the Navi Yeshaya says Me'es Hayoisa Sham Ani. Omer Yeshaya Miyom wasn't he from that time that it was I was there. What's Yeshaya saying? From that time I was there. So Rabbi Yitzchak says Omer Yeshaya. So the Navi Yeshaya says Miyom She Nitna Torah Misinai Sham Hayisi. From that day of Har Sinai, I was there. Sham Ani, I was there. V'kibalti es ha-nevuah hazois, and I received this nevuah. Ella, v'ata Hashem elokim shalchani. But now Hashem has sent me, because this moment is the moment that this generation right now needs this to be said, and this needs to be revealed right now. Ad Achshav, this is all the Lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak. Ad Achshav, like Nitin Li Rishus L'Snabais. The Navi says, till now I wasn't given permission. I'm carrying this Nevuah. I wasn't given permission to say it. Then he ends, L'Loichol HaNeviim B'Lvad Kiblu Misina Nevuasan. It's not only the Neviim that received the Nevuah from Sinai. Ela Af HaChachomim Ha'aymdim b'chol dor v'dor, but also the chachamim in each and every generation, kol echad ve'echad kibel es shaloi misinai. Each and every one received his misinai. Again, he didn't feel a nevuah or hear a voice coming from outside of himself. It was inside his brain. When he was learning and rising up from within his heart. V'cheinu oimer es ha'dvarim ha'ele diba Hashem el kol kehalcham, says the beginning of Dvarim. Parakei. As says in Pasuk, es ha'dvarim ha'ele, these words, diba Hashem el kol kehalcham, to the entire assembly, community, whatever you call it, to everybody. Kol Godol, that's the pasuk we were learning in the Shalah. Kol Godol v'lo Yosef. A great voice came from Hashem, v'lo Yosef, and it hasn't ended. V'lo Yosef. There are additions to this medrash that are found in other places in Chazal. Again, in the Tanchuma and also in Sanhedrin Nun Tes and other places. Any Torah that a Jew learns in this world during his life, and it's particularly sweet and pleasant to him. You enjoy that Torah. All Torah is wonderful, but there's particular Torah, you learn this Gemara, this Medrash, or this Vart, or whatever it is, and it's Areva love. Ah, the Harav, V'harvnu Hashem Elokeinu. You really feel its pleasantness, its sweetness. Kvashomu oisai oiznav mehar Sinai. You heard that Torah already at Har Sinai. Afilu mashetinai, even though, I mean, that's connected to your chelik at Har Sinai, again. But you and the Shama received specifically to that your neshama would need at that time that your neshama would come to the world at this time that you're alive, that particular Torah, that's your chelik. Afilu mashetinaik osed lilmoid mi rabbo, anything that a child would learn from his rabbi, kva nemoloi lamayshem esinai. That's in the Medrash HaGadol. These are all extensions of this Medrash from Rabbi Yitzchak. The extraordinary chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak in light of what we're learning is a response to the question that all of us have when we learn Torah. When we learn Torah, when we hear Torah, and to understand this zivug that we're going to be talking a lot more about, the zivug, this marriage between Shemayim and Aretz, that gives birth over the years, Torah Shebachsav from above and Torah Shebaal Peh from below, that gives birth to all the divrei Torah over all of the years, of the Nevuas, of the Nevi'im, the Chachma of the Chachamim, to the Torah of the children that are learning in Cheder, and to us, when we're thinking and we're learning. All of this, Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us, all of this is the result of one great, unbelievable, prophetic experience that took place at Har Sinai. It's all part of Maimed Har Sinai. The philosophers, I don't like to say the name, there's a famous Greek philosopher, it's not Kedai Erev Shabbos, as Belzis to say, but a famous Greek philosopher. I would tell you his two initials, but he's only known by one. So, it's not important. So, huh? What?
That tells us already.
Oh, no, there are two of those. Yeah, there are two of those. The one with a P. But you have your favorites. I have my favorites, you know. They're all Rishon. This particular person was a brilliant, brilliant genius of a man. And he had also a hergish for Dvar Ruchniyim. He had a feeling for Ruchniyim. But he was limited. He was a guy. And he was limited. I mean, his philosophy is based upon what he believed were lessons that the soul of a person is taught in heaven, whatever he called them, how he thought of heaven, but the soul, before it comes into the body, the soul is, depending upon that person, the soul experiences certain things and hears certain lessons. This Lahavdil reminds us of the Gemara Nida, that everybody knows, that the baby inside the mother's womb hears Torah from a Malach, right? Receives Torah from the angel. So there was a Masara like that in the world, and even this philosopher heard or felt reverberations of this truth. And as a result of that, which he mixed in with the Avodah Zarah, that the gods give the person, it's all with Avodah Zarah. But as a result of that, he believed that it's possible for a human being who has a great mind to be mizboinein, to think deeply, to meditate upon certain ideas, and to remember, like a shir that his soul heard. To remember, we have such a concept too. And therefore, according to him, the greatest success of human intellect is remembering, recalling, and putting together the pieces of information that were lost as a result of the human being coming into the body. And that was something that he popularized. That was widely accepted. And there are elements of truth to that. Of course, not mixed in with his Nairishkeit, no desire, but there are elements of truth. Omar Reb Yitzchak. So that philosopher had a solution to explain the creativity of a human being. That human beings are very creative. And he explains that the creativity is not really, that the chidushim are not really chidushim, the philosopher was saying, but it's the reconstruction through the use of one's intellect to reconstruct and to remember an old taiva, an old piece of knowledge. So Rabbi Yitzchak comes along, in this medrash that we were just learning, Rabbi Yitzchak comes along and says that the Shia was not a Shia that took place, we're talking now in Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the Shia was not a Shia that took place in a different world. The Shia was not a Shia that took place before there were human beings, before there was history, before there was Avraham Avinu, and before there were the Shvatim and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shia is not something that predates the world, but the great Shia took place by one Maimid, by the Maimid HaSinai. It took place within history on that day by HaSinai, and therefore the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say anything of his own, but Moshe Rabbeinu received from HaSinai and was saying over the Shia at HaSinai, so too, all the Chachamim received their Torah from Sinai. And it goes beyond that. You remember that Yeshua was very upset because Eldad and Medad were saying prophecy, right? You remember? And it was a pogam he felt in Moshe Rabbeinu. Because they were misnabim b'machne, they were saying nevuas. And with that, because I was saying, they were saying in nevuah that Moshe is going to die, and Yeshua is going to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. So Eldad and Medad were saying over nevuas. And Yeshua was upset. Adoni Moshe Kalim, he wanted them to be locked up, to be destroyed. A chutzpah. You remember Moshe Rabbeinu's response was so beautiful. It's not only beautiful because of how humble he was, but the lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu is, "Mi yitain v'haya kol am Hashem neviim." Umiitain. Aye, if only it could be that the entire nation would be prophets. Umiitain. V'haya kol am Hashem neviim. Ki yitain Hashem es ruchei aleihem. Ki yitain Hashem es ruchei aleihem. That Hashem should place His Spirit upon them, the spirit of Nevuah. So we look at that and we say, "Aye, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, we love you so much. And you loved us so much, you wanted us to have such a thing, miyitain." So, but we think it was one of those things that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for and he never got. It's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was answered, miyitain. Halavai, halavai. We learned a lot about this in the Pesach and the Svarim. Much is based on this. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah of miyitain v'haya kol am Hashem neviim didn't materialize in such a way that you and I could tell the future. Or that we could say Nevi'as in that way of Nevi'as. Or that the Chachamim, after the end of Nevuah, could say Nevi'as in that way of Nevi'as. Still, the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Torah of Klal Yisrael, of the Kala, of Hashem's bride, the Torah Shebal Peh is the hishtalshus, is the unfolding of that singular event of Har Sinai that took place in history, not some mysterious time before there was a universe, but in the world that took place at Har Sinai. And Rabbi Yitzchak's not disagreeing with the philosopher that it's a matter of piecing together and remembering. The difference is, it's not a matter only of the intellect, and it's not remembering something before creation. It's a prophetic koyach that the Jewish people have. Imlei neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. We are the children of prophets, and we have this prophetic openness to continuously be attuned and have our ears turned towards the Kol God of Lo Yosaf, the great never-ending voice of Har Sinai. And therefore all of Teresh Baal Peh is rooted in the Nevi'is of Maimon Har Sinai of Teresh B'chsav. Remember, again, the whole of the mikveh that allows the flow from the bor that you don't see with your eyes into the mikveh that you go into. That hole that's open between Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabera v'zishma ha'aretz imreifi. That we're going to be seeing a piece from the Vilna Gaon. I don't know if we'll get to it today. that allows for that passage through time, all going back to the bor, to that pit of the rainwater, of the Dvar Hashem, of the Nevi'is, of Anoich Hashem Lekecha, of Maimon Har Sinai. And it adds, I mean, a particular sweetness to many chazals and many teachings of Torah that we're familiar with, even in halacha. L'moshel, an example I'll give just on halacha for a second without going into any pratim. But l'moshel, you know that a person says, l'moshel, a person swears, I'm going to put on tefillin today. So we know that shvua is a shvua shav. Why? What's the lashon of chazal? Because why? He is mushba va'oymeid, no, mehar Sinai. Says, I swear I'm going to keep Shabbos. I swear you're going to keep Shabbos? What do you mean you swear you're going to keep Shabbos? What kind of an oath is that? You swore at Har Sinai. You're swearing, you think you're swearing on Erev Shabbos, Pashas B'Shalach, Shabbos Shiva, Tosh Shabbos, that you can keep Shabbos? You're mushba va'oymeid mehar Sinai. You already swore at Har Sinai. Another, I mean, that's in halacha. That's in halacha. That's a Gemara in Shavuos, and that's a halacha in the Rabbam in Hilchos Shavuos. That you mushba va'oymeid mehar Sinai. You're ready. That's part of the reality of what happened at Har Sinai. Torah. Or we're coming up to Parashas Mishpatim, so the Eved has he wants to stay, so he has his ear, he has the door nailed by the door. So what's that? Oizen Shoshama Leisignai. The guy stole and he was sold into slavery, right? So what did Chazal say? Ah, your ear heard that Har Sinai Leisignai, and you went and you ganved, right? Yeah, you're going to be sold as a slave. Your ear heard that Har Sinai Leisignai. You could have a couple, again, going back to what I was saying last week, you could have a couple of people who like literature, and they're sitting around at the club having a schmooze over, you know, a book that they all read, and they're discussing the book, and someone forgot something. They were arguing over this, and someone forgot there was a Beferish Hemingway like this. So no one would say to the guy, oh, isn't this Shoma? Oizen Shoshama, the old man in the sea. You know, and you heard Ernest Hemingway by Har Sinai, and you forgot. You deserve to be sold into slavery. No such thing in the world. Oizen Shoshama by Har Sinai, if God forbid a Jew steals. Oizen Shoshama by Har Sinai, it's the ear that heard at Har Sinai. It's not. You think it's a nice thing? It's commercial. Saying a nice thing, you heard it, Har Sinai. Yeah, but no. Be'emes. Oizen Shoshama Be'Har Sinai. Loy signoiv. Isn't Shumba Hasin loy signoiv? You went and you ganjvid, you went and you stole. It's not the same thing as another person that steals. Another person that stole, a guy read it in the book, he heard about it from his parents. It's also an avil, it's one of the seven mitzvahs. How they got the seven mitzvahs, I'm not going into right now. But it was not part of Maimon HaSinai for them, for the nations of the world. How they got it is a different story. But a yid. So you see, the newspapers get all upset when there's a yid that ganvis, right? It makes into the headlines. It's not someplace like you have here. You have this week. You have all these people that the president's appointing. They all turn out to be ganavim. It's an interesting thing, no? So he wants to make this guy the senate. This guy's going to be the minister of commerce. It's not nice to be minister of commerce. This guy didn't pay taxes for like whatever, I don't know how many years. So the whole Indian of commerce is that you have to pay taxes. I never pay taxes. So he's puzzled. Now, you know that before. And everybody says, oh, I mean, I think they run all the million investigations before they even say a name. But, okay, so he's a Ghanaian. Then the next person they find is he's a Ghanaian. By tomorrow, this is already Oyeske Spielt, nobody even cares. But when it comes to Bernie Madoff, that's going to live on in infamy. And every newspaper, anytime there's anything like this, because the whole world is saying, Oyzen Shoshana by Hasinai Le Signai. You're Jews, you heard it Hasinai Le Signai. Stam, us, Ganavim, we're all Ganavim, a much bigger Ganavim. But Oyzen Shoshana by Hasinai Le Signai. It's a Taina. They're not saying it because of Oyzen Shoshana by Hasinai. They're saying because they're anti-Semites. Oyzen Shoshana by Hasinai. The whole world is killing, everybody's killing each other. America, when they go into these places, when they go into Afghanistan, it's all this, they blow this up, they blow that up, and everybody's falling out of windows and falling to here. And Jews make 250,000 phone calls to their enemies. Please leave the building, we're about to blow it up. And the whole world is a tumult. That I saw in the newspaper that they were supposed to have a Holocaust Day in Spain. You heard this? In Spain? They were supposed to have, there was pressure on them to make a national Holocaust Day, and it was canceled. You know why? Because they said that we can't do that because the Jews made a Holocaust of the Palestinians in Gaza. Yes. It's interesting, hackish, between what happened in Gaza and what happened in Europe. It's a hackish. Such a bizarre time that there wouldn't be a time like that by anybody else in the world. So what is Oizn Shoshana by Hasinai Le Sirtzach? Ah, the ear that heard it Hasinai, you shouldn't kill. That's not what they're saying. But there's such an Indian in the world. They're saying because they're anti-Semites. And the only thing that they have charata over is that they weren't able to be there together with Hitler and Achshama. That's their charata. What?
No, they're not anti-Semites.
Anti-Zionists.
Yeah.
They love Jews. They love Jews. The only ones they don't like are the Zionists that are killing innocent innocent people in Gaza. The whole Indian of Tu B'Shvat, I'm going to only begin to talk about it a little bit now, because then we're going to continue next week and to read the next Seif in Rav Kook and a little bit from the Goyin, and then to understand more Ba'aymek, the Indian of Tu B'Shvat, which is hafladik, absolutely hafladik. Because the Indian of Tu B'Shvat, of Horil Moshe Beres HaTorah HaZoyis, the month of Shvat is when Moshe Rabbeinu began to say over Mishnah Torah. The beginning of Sefer Dvarim, the Beilah Dvarim HaShadiba Moshe shall call Yisrael Be'evar Yardin, again, I'll call Yisrael Be'evar Yardin. The beginning of Sefer Dvarim, which is the beginning of crossing over from the rainwater from Shemayim Torah Shebichsav to the Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh, from the Chosin to the Kalah, from Kutshabichu to Knesset Yisrael. Vehi ba'arboim shona ba'ashteyas ha'chodesh be'echad ha'chodesh, the 40th year, the month of Shvat. Be'echad ha'chodesh di b'moyshe al b'nei Yisrael k'chol ashet tziva Hashem k'chol ashet tziva Hashem oyser aleim. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu began to say over all of Torah. He began to explain the entire Torah, Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. We'll talk about that next week. Chazal say that on Tu B'Shvat, the Saraf, the sap, rises up in the trees. Maybe you don't see, it's cold outside. Everything looks like it's dead. But the sap is beginning its journey on Tu B'Shvat. And it's brought down from the Megala Mukis, now the Tzaddikim, that Saraf, which means sap, which seems like a fire, the sap, is the Rosh Hashanah's Shishim Riboy Perushim, 600,000 explanations of Torah. Shishim Riboy Perushim correspond to the 600,000 basic souls of Knesset Yisrael. Each Yid, every single Nisham has an Achiza, is connected to one letter of Torah, and so on, 600,000 letters of Torah, 600,000 Perushim. When the rain comes down, and we know that Tu B'Shvat, in Halacha, I mean Tu B'Shvat, we know is that it means that it's now the conclusion. All the growing, the actual that's taken root is from the rains of the previous year until this point, and now begins a new counting. So everything's taking root with the rains that fell until now. Again, the moshul of the rainwater, that rain falls from Shemayim, the rain that comes from heaven. Every single tree, that's the Torah Shabbosav, the rain that falls from heaven. Every single tree, every single neshama, each one of us, just like every tree receives that rain, but this tree brings out oranges, and this tree brings out apples, and this is lettuce. I was going to say pickles, but I think they start as cucumbers. My wife's grandmother used to call everything pickles. Cucumbers, no, it's all pickles. It's the same rainwater. It's the Torah Shebichsav. It's all written in the book. It's open for the entire world. It's one of the most popular and widely publicized, most published book, probably the most, I guess, that was ever written. I don't know, but I would assume that was ever written. But when that rain of Torah Shebichsav falls on one Jew, it comes out in one way. Right? Just like when the rain falls on one tree, it comes out an orange. When it falls on another tree, it comes out an apple. And so on. Each and every one of Hashem's kalas, each and every one of Hashem's box trees, receives the water from the bor that comes from Shemayim. And depending upon that neshama and his chelik of Hasinai, and who he is, his family, where he comes from, how his parents were, how he davens, how he does mitzvahs, how much he wants it, and so on, will bring out peiros, will bring out fruit in the form of Torah Shebaal Peh. Each one using that water, the Dvar Hashem, each one connecting to the Kol Gadol V'lo Yosaf. And as that rainwater of Torah Shebichsav is processed through the neshama of this particular person, chidushim come out. New creative thoughts, ideas, and hanhagas and ways of life come out in the form of Torah Shebaal Peh. To the degree that a person opens himself up to receive the rainwater, the Torah Shebichsav, and to absorb that within his personality, within his entire personality, tzaddikim are bringing out every single bit of fruit, every potential, which goes back to the entire chelik that neshama received at Har Sinai, and now is able to bring out in the form of this delicious fruit of teachings of Torah and a life of tzidkus, of holiness. All of that takes place in the mind, in the heart of that person, and brings to the unbelievably magnificent pardes, the orchard of Klal Yisrael, to all the generations, depending upon the neshama, and that person's avoda, and in history, what tkufit is in history, these payers, these Tu B'Shvat payers, come out. And all of that was Moshe Rabbeinu was by Shvat, Hoyel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah HaZois. As you know, it's a difference between Beis Shammai between and Beis Hillel. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, Le'ilonis. Or Tu B'Shvat of the 15th, and why that is not going to go into right now. And that's why in Parshas Hazinu, as Teresh B'Chsav begins to conclude, and we're going to go into this piece from the Gra that you have photos down on the page that you got a couple of weeks ago. We're not going to read it right now, we'll read it next week, Be'ez Hashem. But the Teresh says at the end, in that Parsha of Hazinu Shema V'Shish Mahar Etzim Reifi, where it's the meeting of Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh B'Peh at the end, where it crosses over between Shemaim and Eretz, and the Zivug of Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh B'Peh, the Chasim, the Kala, is now taking place as Hashem concludes His words, and Teresh B'Peh and the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people, are left to continue to bear the fruit of that relationship, of that meeting that took place at Har Sinai, to have children. Children are called payers. To have those children through the generations. So Ya'arayv kematar likhi. Hashem says that my words come down like rain. That's what it says by Hazinu. Hazinu Hashemayim, which is Teresh B'Chsav, the breath of the Sishma Ha'aretz, which is the earth, which is Teresh B'Peh, Imrei Fi, Teresh B'Peh. Ya'arayv kematar likhi. Tizal ketalim rosi. That my words come down to you like strong rain. Ya'arayv kematar likhi. That the Torah is compared to Geshem. And therefore all of us are compared to the trees. Adam Eitz HaSada, to the trees, to the fields. And each one of us is getting the same Torah Shebichsav. Each one of us reads Parshas B'Shach, the same Torah Shebichsav. That we're reading our parents, our grandparents, same Torah Shebichsav. And yet that light of Torah Shebichsav, when it goes through Reuven, comes out with certain payers. And that light of Teresh B'Chsav, when it goes through Shimon, comes out in different payers. So one yid is on fire with learning Nezikin, another yid is on fire with learning Kodshim, another yid is on fire with learning Musa, this one Chassidus, this one Navi, this one Chumash. Each one looks at the other one like, what's the matter with you? Don't you taste how delicious this Gemara is? And says, what's the matter with you? How come you don't taste this piece of Tanya? And it's such a silly argument. It's such a silly argument, and no matter how many times we chazed this over, everybody's still having this argument. These are different payers. It's the light of Teresh B'Chsav traveling through Reuven, traveling through Shimon. That rain, when the rain goes onto one thing, it comes out oranges. When the rain falls onto the other one, it comes out apples. They're both delicious. The world needs all of them. This fight between apples and oranges where they sit there in the grocery arguing with each other. So it's a gesunte hate, you're an apple. I'm an orange. And yet everybody's still fighting over this. And how come you don't, you know, if you don't know if you're an Amaritz, you don't know anything. If you don't know what he knows, then you're an Amaritz. And if you're one of the guys that knows what he knows, then you're not an Amaritz, and so on. And this is what the Shalach Kaddish, and the Tanya is saying. That over the years, each person's Megala, his Chelek of Torah, with his avodah, his davening, his learning, and his kima mitzvahs, and all depending upon it, all the conditions of his life and everything. And the Baruch Shalom wants each and every one of us to bring out those payers to make Tu B'Shvat. Each and every one of us to bring out the payers of Teresh Baal Peh by being mizdaveg, by being united with Teresh B'Chsav, by being dovuk to Hashem. Each and every one of us is able to bring out the payers. All different colors, all different tastes. Every yid you meet, you say, "Ach, it's a geshmak, a yid." His different taste. This fruit has a different taste. Like Chazal say that a fish that you catch in one ocean doesn't have the same taste as the same fish that comes up in a different ocean. This is the same fish. You have in one place the gefilte fish comes up from the ocean. It comes up as comes up in one place and it tastes this way. And in the other place it comes up this fish and it tastes different. Everybody's in the spot, how could it be? So he said, what do you thought? This is Bensies, this is Unger's, right? This has different sugar. But we're not talking about gefilte fish. We're talking about fish, real fish, that come like that from the Bury Island, that's somewhere around in the ocean, like herring, and other regular fish, trout and bass, all the different fish. And the Gemara says it comes up in Aspania, comes up in one place, it tastes like this. Comes up in another place, tastes like that. It's different time. It's the same Torah, when one Yid says over this Torah, and another Yid says over the same Torah. You shake your hand, you say, I never heard it like that. Two people say over a piece of Kedushas Levi, you say, I never heard it like that. Two people say over that Tosis, you say, I didn't hear it like that. It's a different time. It's a different taste, this Tosis. I didn't have a taste of that taste of this Tosis like that. It's a different taste. And then you start to think, wow, now with that taste, I can understand this and this and that. And this helps me, and now I can now figure this out. I didn't know that, and he starts to make all these connections. It's from your shayrish. That yid that said over that is from your shayrish. It could be your neshama comes from the same shayrish as that balatayis. As that balatayis comes from the same shayrish by Har Sinai. You were neighbors. You hear over tayis. Ah, it's a different time. It's the tachlis of each and every one of us. To be megala that piece of Torah for my shayrish, and not only that, but to be a tree, to myself become a tree that bears more fruit and brings more yidden to the world with God's help. And if a person is not zoicha to have biological children, God forbid, then to have students, to share with other Jews, to talk to yidden, more payers, more chasanim and kalas, more zivugim between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Each person to bring out. And this is what David Melch says at the beginning of Tehillim, which David Melch himself is a very crucial connection between Torah Shel Chasav and Torah Shel Baal Peh. And how does he begin Tehillim? Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas v'sharim b'derech ha'Torah le'omad moshav leitzim le'yashav. Kim besoros Hashem cheftzai. Aye, fortunate is the person who doesn't waste his time in his life. Kim besoros Hashem cheftzai. All he wants is Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem. And in his Torah, Yege Yom V'Layla, he learns, he thinks about, he talks day and night. So everybody knows that Chazal point out here. It begins by saying the Teres Hashem Chavtzai. That's Teres Shabbosav. Teres Hashem. He wants Teres Hashem from Har Sinai. Ubisayrasai means it's his Torah. It becomes his Torah. When the Teres Hashem goes through this person, it becomes his Torah. Comes out his payers. And his own fruit begin to come out. That's why David Melech continues, and says what? V'haya ke'etz shosul al palge mayim asher piryoi yitain be'itai. Listen to the words. It starts off as Teres Hashem, and then it's b'sayrasai, your Torah. The rain comes from Hashem. It's Teres Shebichsav, and then it goes through you and who you are in your life at that time in your life. Your neshama, you who stood by Har Sinai. And with your family and your place and your seichel. And the light of Hashem, the rain goes to you. And you want it. And then the Teres Hashem becomes your Torah and comes out in your own prayers. And that's why David HaMelech says it in such a way. V'hoi ke'etz shosul al palge mayim. You are like a tree that is planted on the flowing waters. Ashepir yayitain bi'ito, and you give your fruit at your time. You bear the fruit that you could bear. That neshama in that generation. Ashepir yayitain bi'ito. And that's why the Rambam says, Ashrei ha'ish. There's no happier person in the world. Ashrei ha'ish. Ashrei ha'ish. Each person, every ish. Each ish, according to who that person is. Ashrei ha'ish, you're different than the other guy. What are you asking? This person is an Elch Yid, he davens, he learns, he does mitzvahs. He likes that way of learning. He likes that Torah. He's not good. He doesn't like the, he doesn't learn the same thing that you learn. He's learning other Torah. Ashrei ha'ish. He's a happy person. Torah Hashem chefsoi b'sayrosa yegem v'lach. He's not imitating someone else's Torah. He's looking for his own Torah. Oh, one second. He's looking for his own Torah. His own Torah. Ashrei ha'ish. That's the happiest person in the world. Rav Kook is going to talk a lot about that in the ninth parak. We're going to learn more about that. Ashrei ha'ish. There's no happier person in the world. Because the Teres Hashem, the rainwater of Hashem's Torah, meets up with the neshama of who he is, and how the Torah speaks to him, and how he hears Teres Hashem traveling through his own heart and mind, and his own neshama. So all these arguments, is this the right way to learn? Is that the right way to learn? This guy, he's a Lamdan because he knows how to learn Gemara. This guy's an Amoras because he doesn't know Gemara. This one's an Amoras because he doesn't know Musa. He doesn't know Chassidus, but he knows this. He doesn't know that. All this pitputim is totally, totally, a total misunderstanding of the pnimius of what Torah is, which is a zivid between heaven and earth. You ask Chas Mekala. I have so many people say, How does this husband and wife go together? I don't see it. You know, people say, you see, there's a happily married couple. I'm not talking about they're not happily married and they go together. In fact, they don't go together. But if you see a happily married couple, they're the happiest people in the world. Ashrei ha'ish. Ashrei ha'ish. He's happy. Ashrei ha'ish. She's happy. And people look at this and say, I don't see this. I don't see. How do they go together? I don't see it. It's a zivik. Akasha. Yes, Akasha. Akasha. I don't see it. You don't see it. It's a zivik. It's very hidden. It's very private. It's very personal. You don't understand it. That's what Torah is. Torah is not a limud, an intellectual a limud. Of course, it's the Or Hashem. It's the Yarev Kemotal Tizal Ketalim Rossi. It's the reign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each person is a different tree. Kyodim Eitz HaSada. And each tree, depending upon that tree, receives the rain and brings out different pairs. And the Vaishnav loves that. Ashrei Ha'ish. And the person is a happy person. He's not imitating Yenim's Torah. It's my Torah. The Sarosa Yagim Alav. Ashrei Ha'ish. It's my Torah. Yenim's Torah. To imitate and to repeat. It's how I understand it. Of course, everything, pialoch, and with tzaddikim, and learning properly, and working at the beginning of everything, a child to go to class, not to say, he's 7 years old, I have my own Torah. Yeah. Yeah, understand, I'm not going to go into that, it's obvious. Hoyel Moshe be'er satayr hazois. Moshe began to explain. Hoyel, he began to explain. The rest is up to us. That took place in Shvat. That's Tu B'Shvat. Hoyel Moshe Be'er Satayr HaZayis. Be'er is the meaning of the well. This we'll talk more about next week. A Be'er means to explain, Bi'ur. But it also means a wellspring. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to that, there's next week's parasha. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to the house of Yisrael, so they met in Ish Mitzvi, the daughters of Yisrael, by the, where? By the Be'er. Dolai dolalano ha'ish. The thing that they were most amazed by is that this man drew water for us from the well. Dolai dolalano ha'ish. The mazel of the month of Shvat, you know, is what? A dli. It's a bucket. Dolai dolalano ha'ish. Amim Hashem kedili sa'ami. Is a dli. A pail. Dolai dolalano ha'ish. The daughters of Yisro, when they met Moshe Rabbeinu, drawing water from the well, Dolai Dolalano Ha'ish. Moshe Rabbeinu is the well from which water is going to, the water of Hashem's Torah Shebichsav, and through that Torah Shebichsav is going to be given to all of us. What we'll see, it's right now being, and this goes back, we'll talk about this next week, we don't have time now, it's already 9 o'clock. This goes back to the first zivug that the Torah talks about. Since the Inyan Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebichsav is a zivig of Chas Mekala, what's the first zivig that the Torah tells us step by step? No? The first zivig. Not Adam Achanal. The Torah says over me, Hashem Yotzah Adavan. No. By Yitzchak and Rivka. That's the Torah says out. We know Adam Achava, we know Avram and so. But the Torah says over. The Zivik, how, where, what? Where was it? By the well, by the Be'er. What gift did Eliezer bring? What did he bring the Magdonis? What were the gifts? Rashi says, Peiros Eretz Yisrael, he brought fruit from Eretz Yisrael. That's what he brought for the Zivik. It's all Tu B'Shavat, you missed there. He brought fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Does he bring fruits of Eretz Yisrael? That's what it says. Rashi says, you'll see, look over there. We'll talk about it more next week. He brings fruits of Eretz Yisrael. It's Tu B'Shavat Higia. What's Tu B'Shavat doing over there by Yitzchak and by Rivka? By the Be'er, by the well, where the first Zivig is made, because the Zivig of Shemaim and Oretz is the Chasm and Kalas, Tarish Shabbat Savim, Tarish Shabbat Peh, and it's the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Ninus Tarish Shabbat Peh. The fruits, which mean the fruits of all of our learning of Hoyle and Moshe, Be'er, Tarish, that had to take place by a well. They had to be by the well. But Chazal say all the Zivigim took place by wells. But especially that Zivig of Yitzchak and Rivka. He's called Domestic Eliezer. He used to draw out the water from his Rebbe, like with a bucket. By Eliezer, Damesik Eliezer, Doyle Umashke, Chazal say on Eliezer, Damesik Eliezer, Doyle Umashke, Mitaris Rabbi Lachem. He was dipping into the well of Avraham Avinu and gave it out the waters. So he says to Rivka, Gam Gmalechash, the test was, will she also give to the camels as Tarish Baal Peh? That she gave us to drink as Tarish Bechsav, also to give to the camels as Tarish Shavata. Everything by that Zivig is all Tarish Bechsav and Tarish Shavata. And Bez Hashem, we'll talk about that more next week. Wow.